Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, May 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 2019 FA Cup Final. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics straight from the hive of human knowledge, Wikipedia. Today, we're reviving the excitement and drama of the 2019 FA Cup Final, an epic showdown in English football that saw Manchester City clash with Watford. It's May 18, 2019. Imagine the scene at the iconic Wembley Stadium, filled to the brim with fans buzzing with anticipation. The stage is set for a historic football match that would mark Manchester City's unprecedented domestic treble, a feat that had never been accomplished in English men's football before. Now, the 2019 FA Cup Final wasn't just any match. It carried the weight of dreams, ambition, and national pride. Manchester City, under the tactical genius of Pep Guardiola, were in blistering form, having already clinched the Premier League and the EFL Cup. Watford, on the other hand, managed by Javi Gracia, were underdogs with a hunger to etch their name into history by winning their first ever FA Cup. The match kicked off, and it was Manchester City who dominated the field from the start. Their prowess was undeniable, but Watford showed glimpses of potential upset, notably when Roberto Pereira was put through on goal early in the game by a brilliant pass from Gerard Deulofeu. In a moment that changed the narrative, Pereira's strike was met with an outstanding save by City's goalkeeper Ederson. Reflecting on that, it's moments like these that underscore the razor-thin margins between triumph and disappointment in sports. Can you remember a time when a quick decision or a moment of skill changed everything in an event you were part of? Moving forward in the match, City's breaking point came at the 26th minute when David Silva found the net. This goal not only boosted their confidence, but also set the tone for the remainder of the game. Another memorable moment came just before the halftime whistle. Gabriel Jesus extended their lead, really showcasing City's relentless attack. Now here's a thought. How often do we see that momentum in a game, where one team finds their rhythm and just sets the pace? The second half provided no respite for Watford, as City continued their onslaught. Kevin De Bruyne, substituted in earlier for an injured team member, scored the third goal, followed by Gabriel Jesus with his second of the match, and then rounded it off with Raheem Sterling, who pounded in two more goals, making the final score a stunning 6-0. It was the largest margin of victory in an FA Cup final since 1903. This sheer dominance prompts a discussion on team dynamics, how a well-coordinated team can appear almost unstoppable. Do you think this level of coordination is only achievable in sports, or can it be mirrored in other areas of life like business or creative projects? It's compelling to think about the different narratives and what could have been. For Watford, despite the loss, reaching the finals was a commendable achievement, especially given their less illustrious resources compared to the footballing giant Manchester City. How often do we root for the underdog and feel that pang of hope and excitement despite the odds? Let's not overlook the milestones set during this game. Manchester City became the first English men's team to complete a domestic treble, raising the bar for future competitions. Such record-setting moments beg the question, how do such achievements change the expectations and pressures on upcoming talents or teams in any field? In wrapping up today's episode, it's worth pondering the legacy of this 2019 FA Cup Final. It wasn't just a match, it was a testament to skill, strategy, and the relentless pursuit of excellence. For Manchester City and their fans, it was a dream realized. For Watford, perhaps a reminder of what's still achievable. So as we close today's session, take a moment to reflect on the power of dedication, strategy, and maybe most importantly, belief. Whether you're on a football pitch, in your office, or even within your community, what could you achieve with the right mix of these elements? Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. We hope this episode not only enriched your understanding, but also inspired you to think about the broader implications of achieving excellence and how pivotal moments can define our paths. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep enjoying the wealth of knowledge at your fingertips.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 2019 FA Cup Final. Thanks for listening. See you next time.